Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Tri Huang, H-O-A-N-G, date of birth 10-5-1976, date of procedure February 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Ngo Hung, H-U-N-G. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure, procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, and cold biopsy polypectomy. And description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. Seizure rectal exam was drawn, period. A well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of bokeh to the orifice. Ileocecal valve and complement to the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. A careful retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bob prep score was 72-3-2. Grade is a good prep. Period. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The terminal ileum found the last 5 centimeters. Appeared unremarkable. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile fecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was irregular mucosa noted at the ascending colon ileocecal valve junction. This was biopsied extensively for histology, comma. After the biopsy, there was evidence of fat extruding from the biopsy site, comma, likely a lipomatous ileocecal valve. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon erythematous sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 hepatic flexure diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, if the ascending colon slash ileocecal valve irregular mucosa turns out to be polyp tissue, like a tubular adenoma, common hyperplastic polyp, or SSA, would recommend referral to care. For removal and EMR, comma, will follow up pathology. Next line, otherwise recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years if above is negative. Next line, please go back to the findings and also note 1 diverticula was noted in the sigmoid colon. Please go back to the plan and add would recommend increase in fiber and water in the diet, and fiber supplementation is needed. Next line, follow up and office as previously scheduled. Thank you.